Talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. Snow flurries up north of here. I've heard snow flurries in Camargo, Leedy. Miss Lori Campbell sent me a video a while ago about snow flurries out while she was feeding the cows. Looks like they got some new babies on the ground. Matter of fact, she might surprise us all here in about 20-25 minutes and come on the show via telephone. So Arnett, 37 degrees, 36 degrees at Slap Out, 32 degrees at the May Ranch. I'm getting to where I don't have to poke this arrow and see where I'm at in there. Fairview's 34, 46 degrees at Hollis, so 10 degrees difference between basically Arnett and Hollis. 42 degrees at Mangum, 38 at Hobart. And out here in the Panhandle of Texas, 38 at Lipscomb, 44 at Odell, 47 at Wellington, and 46 at Dozer. So anyway, it's Thursday. Congratulations to the Oklahoma State Cowboys last night. Put a whooping on Texas A&M. And so anyway, they did good. Tonight, my Sooners are playing against Arizona. I don't know which way it's going to go. I'm not going to say. I'm not going to get into that. Mr. Skinny on Sports already asked me. I'm afraid to say. So anyway, shows the confidence I got going on. Anyway, ball games are on. So it's going to be a fun weekend with all the football games going on. Okay, let's see here what we got going on here. Let's go ahead and check on some grain prices. Also, today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour. More about the Taylor Ranch and their beef coming up here shortly. March corn, 474 down 2. May, 486 down a little over 2. And July corn, 495, same thing, down 2.5 basically. Soybeans for January, 1309 down 7. March is 1315 down 5. And May is 1325 down 4.5 basically. Soybean meal for January, $3.92, down $6.90. And this changed on me here. Now it's back up. January, $3.92.40, down $6.50. And then we got March, $3.89.90, down $3.90. May soybean meal, $3.88.90 a short ton, down $2.90. Soybean oil for January, $47.98, down $26. March is $48.49, down 17, and May is $48.87, down 20. March, hard red winter wheat, $6.44, up 9. May is $6.45, up 8, and July is $6.46, up 6. Cotton, making another little bit of a comeback here. March is $80.86, up 33. May is $81.81, up 25, and July is $82.44. Down 25. Let's see here. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil. February, 72.72, down $1.39. March is 72.90, down 144. And April, 73.04, down 147. Natural gas is up again today. Not much, but 1/10 of a penny, basically. February is 253, and March is 236. Let's see. Cattle. In the red today. December live cattle, 170.32, down 40. February is 168.17, down 110. April, 171.60, down 137. Feeder cattle for January, 222.40, down 207. March, 223.17, down 222. April, 228.75, down 215. And May feeders, 234.07, down $1.72. Lean hogs are in the red also. February, 68.20, down $1.67. It has changed on me. Now it's lean hogs are $68.22, down $1.65. April $74.72, down $1.20. May is $81.60, down one even. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ are in the green, the black, whichever you want to call it, but not by much. It just looks like pretty stale trading going on today. All right, let's see here. What do we got going on here? The new Penny News is out. You guys went and picked up your new copy of the Penny News. Also, if you look on the front page of the Penny News, right there in the left-hand side, top left, below the header, says get the Penny News in your mailbox every week. And you can call in here to get that subscription if you want to. If you don't get it every week or forget to get it or it's already gone when you get there, this is like $10 a month if you guys want to get this delivered straight to your house on time. Just look on the front page. There's a big yellow box with a mailbox on it too. And if you want to get her delivered by mail, $10 a month. That ain't too bad. And so anyway, if you want to do that, save you a trip to the store, whatever you want to do, going on. But anyway, a lot of cool things going on in the Penny News. The JC Cowboys, they got a concert coming up this weekend, a New Year's party, and then they got the steakhouse there, and Elk City Country Club, Golf and Country Club's having their 2024 Diamond Ball drop in their new clubhouse coming up this weekend. So anyway, turn over to the Today in Ag section of the Penny News. I think it starts on page 4. But anyway, Jerry Nines in there, and I like what he says a lot. He says, we were very fortunate this past week. We received a little over 3 inches of rain. Thank the Lord it was rain and not snow. A neighbor who is 96 years old said the first day it rained, he told his wife to look outside at the puddle of water on the ground. She did and noticed there were bubbles rising on top of the water puddles. He said it was an old wives' tale that if that happened, it will rain the next day. And sure enough, it did. Besides, who is alive to dispute this? When you get that age, you can tell any old story you want to. Most people east of us didn't get that much rain, which is very unusual as they're not used to that. This should be a big boost to the wheat that is planted. Most of the cattle auctions will be shut down for 2 weeks with Christmas and New Year's right here. Do something nice for someone else less fortunate or struggling this Christmas. He said, I read a report that said 1 in 3 Americans were off for this time of the year. There were 653,100 people who were homeless in the United States, which is up 12% from last year. Yet our borders are wide open, pushing more into the homeless. There you go. That's from Mr. Jerry Nine. There's some more on there. But anyway, I want to take this time at the end of the year to give out a big thank you. Let's see if I can get them all named here. To all the sponsors of the Today in Ag Show, Western Planters, Cotton Gin, Hall's Commercial, Nelson's Enterprise, they do haul in there for fuel, propane, and anhydrous out of Woodward. The Stock Exchange Bank, Great Plains Bank, Harper Sanitation, Walls Ben Hoppers, Everett's Welding, Oklahoma Farm Bureau with Mickey Lively, Canucks and Irrigation. And let me turn the page. There's like 2 pages of this. Anyway, I'm very fortunate with all the sponsors on for our ag show. It's been fun. We're going into our third year anniversary coming up next summer. So anyway, we're almost there. I haven't got fired yet. Well, I went the wrong way. I know the Penny News real well. There we go. Anyway, the title sponsor for our show, the main sponsor, First National Bank Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Country Line Supply up there at Byside, Elk City Co-op here in Elk City, Leedy Lumber and Farm Supply, Hobart Farm and Garden, big sponsor. They do the sponsor of the show and also sponsor the weather at the end of the hour. HTC Fluid Services, D&G, new this month, D&G Trash Hauling. Thanks again, guys, up at Cheyenne Farm Credit, Western Oklahoma, SEI Agritech right here in Elk City. Lone Star Gin out there at Pampa. And I know I'm at Nightlatch Net. Group won the insurance, livestock risk protection. I know I'm missing some more, but anyway, I got most of them. Anyway, again, I wanted to thank you at the end of the year. Well, coming up here in about 10, 15 minutes, I'm going to have Lori Campbell on. And I got a call last night, of course, right before the Oklahoma State football game, from one of my favorite helpers here at the station, Jill Metter. She's going to be on the show with us tomorrow. So anyway, I'm excited about that. Let's take a Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, we'll have your ag weather update for out in the Texas Panhandle and talk a little bit about some cattle. We'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air. We're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
SEI Agritech is excited to announce they're now open with their new LNC blending feed facility for their new product line at SEI Agritech 1400 South Randall in Elk City, with all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust. The new facility is the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City now open their new facility in their current location, 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently here at the Gabe Gadget Measurement Center, 36.7 degrees, 86% humidity. The winds are basically zilch. And what do we got here? Wellington, Texas. Here's your ag weather update. 48 degrees there. Wind chills 42. Humidity's 43, dew point's 27, northwest winds at 16 miles an hour with gusts up to 19 right now. Peak wind gusts so far today, 26 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 4.49 inches of rain, no red flag minutes, 146 minutes of sub-freezing minutes, and 8-inch soil temperature in Wellington is 43 degrees. There you have it. I got some people to text in for, yeah, okay, I'll do that. You just hurt my feelings. Recommendation for better show, more Jill, less Jimmy. Okay, all right, I see how you stand. I'm going to block your number on our text line. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, one person, lady, now that I know who that number is, my great-grandma said to watch the ground, too, and listen to the birds and the other signs in the forest. I'm 67 now, so this old lore passes on. There you go. Anyway, we got snow flurries in Butler, and we have, what else we got? Light snow in north and west of Visak, so it's going on there. All right, cool. Anyway, busy time. Taylor Ranch today is the sponsor of the happy hour that we have here every day. Hey, all you grillers, and it's been good grilling weather, so don't get me wrong. This ain't summer. Hey, all you grillers out there, are you ready to up your game? Taylor Ranch beef is your answer. No matter what's your skill level, from the beginner to the master griller, starting with Taylor Ranch beef will take you to the next level. The majority of Taylor Ranch beef grades prime, so prime your grill with Taylor Ranch beef. Your family and friends will appreciate and enjoy your decision. It's a great decision you just made. At Taylor Ranch, they developed every animal as if it were going to be served on their own table. That's Taylor Ranch selling quarter, halves, and or whole beef. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free. Available 405-609-4662. Call Mr. Jimmy Taylor at 405-609-4662 and enjoy some Taylor Ranch beef. All right, I've been meaning to do this for 2 weeks now, and I just wanted, just got reminded when I came across it. Aging farmers have less incentive to invest in cattle expansion. The average age of a farmer in the future of the cattle industry goes hand in hand. As contraction of the U.S. cattle herd continues, farmers nearing retirement age are faced with deciding whether to expand again, invest more into infrastructure, or whether someone is in line for succession who is willing to take on that responsibility. Prices might be good now, but what happens if demand decreases? If I have an infrastructure that's aging and I have to take in an additional debt at these high interest rates levels, does it really make sense as a business decision to expand again? Asked American Farm Bureau Federation economist Bert Nelson. There's not a ton of incentives out there right now to overcome these obstacles. And there are a lot of individuals considering liquidating or just getting out. The average age of a farmer right now is 57 years old, which puts many farmers in a difficult position of deciding whether to take on more debt. The rebuilding timeline for a cattle inventory will largely depend on incentives to farmers and sustained customer demand through the macroeconomy as a whole, said Nelson during the Ag Bankers Conference here recently in Oklahoma City, adding that that likely won't be until the end of 24 or 2025. We're still putting a lot of heifers through our marketing supply chain, he said. As that continues to occur at around the 40% level, we're going to see contraction continue. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently pegged the inventory of cattle and calves on feed for slaughter as of October 1st at 11.6 million head, up almost 1% from last year. Placements in the feedlot during September totaled 2.21 million head, 6% above a year ago, according to Bearish Cattle on Feed report. Cattle prices are up in 2023, but high market volatility and drought continue to push cattle farmers towards herd liquidation. I know it ain't been going on here the last couple, 2 or 3 weeks because we've been getting rain, but they're looking at the numbers in the month of December. What I've looked at is there's still a lot of older cows being liquidated right now, but I don't know if they're being replaced. If we have a situation that arises where we have to make an investment to expand again, does this make sense as a business decision? Nelson asked, do we have somebody in the next generation that wants to come back to take over the farm? Nelson's presentation focused on the U.S. protein outlook, noting demand and the state of economy are two giant question marks that play a huge role in beef, pork, and poultry markets. Production issues persist and disease issues are floating around, including concerns of the African swine fever and the avian influenza, which has made a resurgence. I did talk to somebody, I was talking to somebody that knows hogs yesterday, and the African swine fever is in Puerto Rico. If it ever gets to the United States, it's going to cost swine producers billions of dollars. So you guys just pay attention to that, because it's not, just imagine, and that's what worries me about feral hogs. That's why there's no telling. There's not a lot of big pork producers out here in our area, but up north and in the Panhandle and up in that area, there is. And out here in the Texas Panhandle, there is some big pork farms out there. I think there's one big one up there, North Canadian, if I remember driving by it. But, man, it's just going to cost a lot of money. And so, anyway, just my thoughts on that. Almost 1 million chickens have been culled at a Minnesota egg operation during the current bird flu outbreak. And this all has led to a lot of market volatility, Nelson said. If consumer spending begins to shift away from beef and towards less expensive substitutes such as chicken or pork, demand for beef will fall, putting downward pressure on cattle prices and making profitability challenging for farmers, Nelson wrote in a recent market intel. Feed is one of the largest livestock expenses, with corn prices under $5 for the first time in almost 3 years. The margin for profitability has improved, but drought conditions persist and hay stocks have been beaten up, with huge pockets of pasture land dried up. The top five beef producing states have experienced severe drought in 22 and parts of 23, pushing many cattle farmers to liquidate cattle, which continues to hold the cattle industry in contraction phase of the cattle cycle. Pork, ASF remains a worry, with many believing it's coming to the United States. When will it get here? The projection is if that would hit the U.S. soil, we would see a 50% drop in price of pork overnight. So that concern is still very real in some producers' minds. And while I don't think the likelihood of that is very strong, it's still here. It's popping back up in China. According to Iowa State University, estimated returns from farrow to finish demonstrate the difficulty of profitability in the pork industry throughout the year. The average loss per head for 8 consecutive months was $18 to $25 per head. That's a big deal. That can eat into a lot of working capital very quickly, Nelson said. Looking at futures, we saw things come down quite a bit. There's been a lot of volatility and a lot of confusion in the hog futures. They really haven't chosen a direction. They really, really haven't chosen a direction yet from what I've been reading. As when we get closer to January 1st, which is just right around the corner here, then I think we can start seeing some of that come alive. The overall hog population is looking to decline in the next year. The hogs and pigs inventory sets a tad higher than last year, up 2%. From June at 74.3 million, according to the USDA's latest quarterly hogs and pigs report. Most of that came from record pigs per letter. Nice thing about the hog market is they can expand a little bit faster than the cattle sector, Nelson said, but we're still going to be looking for a lot of profitability issues going on into the next year. How about that? All right, let's take a Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, hopefully I can get a hold of Miss Lori Campbell. She's not out there in the boonies feeding cattle. Got phone signal. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Calling all rural residents of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Are you tired of hauling off your own trash? Call D&G Trash Hauling. They can have a dumpster delivered to you in no time. D&G offers weekly or bi-weekly pickup, four different sized dumpsters, there's no contracts or hidden fees, and they have affordable rates. Your satisfaction is always top priority at D&G Trash Hauling. For more information, give them a call at 580-497-1234. That's 580-497-1234. Let D&G Trash get rid of your trash.
Cattlemen's Congress in the heart of cattle country is far more than just a cattle show. See for yourself December 30th through January 11th at the fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. The newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer will be there. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and provides sales of elite genetics, something for every operation. And stop by on January 4th or 5th for a commercial cattlemen's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale information, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemanscongress.com.
Indulge yourself this holiday season. Cummins Cadillac has the perfect Cadillac with all the bells and whistles, plus December savings, like the new 2023 Escalade that is iconic, or the incredible Lyriq to electrify your holiday season. Besides, every Santa needs a new 2023 Cadillac from Cummins Cadillac in Weatherford. The best sales experts, hassle-free financing, and a large choice of new 2023 Cadillacs. Cummins Cadillac in Weatherford, just off I-40 and Airport Road, and online at CumminsCadillac.com.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, December 18th. 1,042 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 431 brought 313. 6 at 486 brought 279. 3 at 572 brought 239. 25 at 680 brought 241. 4 at 705 brought 235. 7 at 765 brought 233. 5 head of heifers at 442 brought 245. 20 at 631 brought 216. 15 at 644 brought 220. 6 at 698 brought 205. 20 at 727 brought 206. 39 at 829 brought 194. Butcher cows were 58 to 112. Butcher bulls brought 88 to 117. Bred cows were 1360 to 2025. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Mr. Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, I was talking to Lori, and then I think she lost phone signal. Anyway, she'll get phone signal back here in a second. She'll call me back, and we'll get her on there, and we're going to talk about Cattlemen's Congress, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, and the whole nine yards. Well, here is your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update, and I picked Arnett because that's where Lori's from. Let's see here, 37 degrees there, feels like 28, dew point 31, humidity 80, north-northwest winds 14 miles an hour, wind gust at 20 today. Hey, hang on, here she is. I put you on hold here. Are you there? Lori, are you there? Well, we're having some difficulty getting hold of her. She's out in the boonies. So anyway, let's continue on here. Here she comes back. Bear with me a second here. I'm sorry. Hello? There you are. I'm going to put you on hold. All right, we got her back. Sorry about that, folks. It's the way I handle my problems on the spot. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 38. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.9. They've had 4/10 of rain in the last 10 days. Sunset at 5:32, and chance of rain and snow, 30% today with a high of 38. Tonight, 24. Tomorrow, sunny and 53 with northwest winds 12 to 15 miles an hour. Okay, here we go. Miss Lori Campbell, are you on the phone with me?
Hey, Jimmy Clark. Yes, I am.
There you go. Anyway, we had a little, your phone signal. You must be on Verizon or something up there.
Yes, sir. That's the only option we have.
I know. I'm just kidding. I got Verizon, too. But you remember those commercials back in the day? You're breaking up. You must be on Verizon.
Well, it's a little too true in our neck of the woods, I'm afraid.
How's the weather up there?
We've got some big snowflakes. There's not enough to really accumulate 35 degrees, but it looks a little bit more like Christmas holiday time.
But you and I talked about it, or was text messaging earlier. Just think of all this rain we've been getting the last 2 or 3 weeks have been in snow. What a mess it had been.
We would have had a lot of snow to shovel, that's for sure. And I think that's what they ran into, you know, kind of all up north, up through the Midwest. There's been quite a big storm roll through.
Yeah, I know. So what do you guys got going on up there? When you sent me that video, you've got some calves that look like, what, they're a couple weeks old right now?
Yeah, those calves are actually a little bit early. Those cows live next to the bull pasture, so they have a visitor sneak in every once in a while. But most of the cows won't start calving for a few more weeks. But we do have the heifers up close to the house. Jeremiah just moved them in the past few days, and no babies yet, but if I know anything about cows, the snow can sure bring them on.
Oh, yeah, weather change always does it. Yeah, that's when I took that one in to Dr. Mouse the other day, and she said, hey, you might keep an eye on your cattle. They look like they're not too far off. So anyway, I was expecting the end of January, not the 1st of January, but we'll see what goes on there anyway. So you guys got that going on, you're feeding. I guess you guys' pasture land and ponds and stuff up there in good shape with all this rain.
Yeah, I mean, we're just looking forward to springtime. We'll just bank all of that moisture and grow in the spring.
Yeah, you play a little part in the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association here in Oklahoma. I don't know if most people know that, but I'm sure they do. But anyway, you're a big player in the OCA. Anyway, you guys, starting today, Cattlemen's Congress opened up today. They got breeding cattle starting to arrive today and starting tomorrow. And then the shows will start Saturday and Sunday and stuff. But OCA's got a booth up there, if I'm correct, because I hope they do, because I'm doing a show up there next week.
Yes, sir.
What do you guys do up there? Are you just got your booth there to help promote the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, or do you guys got some other stuff going on up there?
They'll have several different things going on. So, of course, there'll be somebody up there from the Cattlemen's Association every day, kind of just up there to represent. We have Colton Pratt, who also provides ring service for all of the sales. And so he's got, I don't know, 16, 18 sales that he'll work there just in that very short amount of time. And he does a great job with that. He'd be kind of interesting for you to talk to on your show, too, just to kind of give everybody the sales side of the big show up there. And then the Cattlemen's Association will also help to cook for the commercial cattlemen's luncheon on January the 4th. And then I think they help again on January the 5th with the Angus.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule right here. It says the cattlemen's luncheon is at the per arena. It starts at 11 o'clock.
And yes, sir. That's right.
Yeah, and that's Thursday, January 4th. And then Friday, it looks like it says Kianina cattle and cocktails and sale preview. I don't know if them Kianina cattle need to drink any alcohol.
They might be able to jump a little higher.
And that's at the Cattleman's Bar. So I'm pretty sure they're not letting the cattle in at the Cattleman's Bar. But the Angus Luncheon at the Purr Arena starts at 11:30.
Then, that's
going to
be the one.
Yeah, and then let's see. If I remember right, were you not helping? Were you not one of the ring people out there helping in the Angus Bull Sale last year? Did I see you out there, or was I dreaming that?
At Elk City?
No, at Cattlemen's Congress during the Bull Sale.
No, I wasn't up there last year. It's always hard for me to get away because of the heifer's cabin.
Oh, yeah. What's Jeremiah doing?
Well, he's always working too, Jimmy, but it kind of takes two of us some days. Well, he doesn't have a good cow dog, so I'm the next best help he's got.
Well, he shouldn't have got a hunt dog. He should have got a cow dog.
Well, I'm a lot better at working cattle than I am at picking up birds.
Well, I'm glad you think so highly of yourself. So anyway, so
hey, no brag, just back.
Well, I swore you was up there last year, but I guess I was dreaming. So I'm sorry. I know I've seen you at the Angus Bull Sales around here, so I know that's a true fact. That's no doubt about it. Anyway, okay. Well, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, you got a couple of big things coming up. What's coming up in January?
Yeah, so the next big thing that we have coming up is going to be our winter policy development meeting, and it's going to be up at the Edmond, Oklahoma City North Hotel, the Hilton Garden Inn. It's Thursday, January the 18th, and this is one of the most important times during the year that you can get involved. That's when we look at some of the old policy that is expiring. And then we also look at the things that need to maybe be implemented. And any member can present policy to be voted on and to be modified. So it's a really important time. You know, decisions and policies are made by the people who show up. So even as I'm just saying it's hard for me to get away, I'll be up there on that day. And we've got early registration available for that. They'll feed you lunch. Kind of a big highlight that's going to be on that day. You don't want to be late because we will have Attorney General Gentner Drummond as a guest speaker to start us out in the morning. So don't want to be late for that. You can hear about some of the things that he's been working on in his position as well.
Yeah, I think he's doing a pretty good job myself. I might be wrong, but I so far I think he's been doing a really good job. And he comes from cattle country, so he knows.
Yes, sir. Yep, he's got a good handle on a lot of the issues that cattlemen are dealing with. And he's been really good to work with for us so far.
So can you remember right off the top of your head one of the policies that was brought up last year and might have got put in place, or some of the policies that were, or just some examples? I guess I shouldn't have made that question quite that complicated.
Oh, well, there's just every year there's going to be different things that we're going to look at here. The hot button topic the past couple of years has been the medical marijuana. And so we've had Adrian Berry come in and talk to us kind of about where the OMMA is on things. And so then OCA just has to, we didn't have any policy about marijuana at all because, well, it had never been an issue before. So then, you know, we had to institute some things just so that the association as a whole kind of has marching orders on the things that the association wants to represent and uphold.
Right. And so I've never been to one. This will be my first one this year to come to one. So if you want to talk about maybe a new policy, do you need to get on the list to talk about, or you just raise your hand when somebody says something there?
You can do it either way, but what I would recommend is to we have a couple different ways that you can send that information in. You can email it into the office, you can call somebody at the office, and then that way we'll put all that stuff up on a screen that everybody can read. So it's just a little bit easier from a secretarial point of view if we can have those things typed up and sort of have them prepared ahead of time. it makes it easier for you to have a more complete policy to present, which also helps the odds of you being able to get that voted in or amended in any way that you're looking at.
I got you. What? All right. Now, see, now I call in now or email in because I got some things on my mind.
Oh, good. Well, we'll be excited to hear about them.
Maybe, maybe not.
so, hey, you know, different people have different viewpoints on different things, and that's what makes our association great, is that it is member-led, member-driven, and not you might not be able to get everybody to agree with you, but if a majority of the people do, then that's the direction that the association wants to go.
Right. Well, I can tell you one thing it's not going to be about is Quayle, so you don't have to worry about that, because I know that's probably your first thought, wasn't it? He's wanting to do something about Quayle, wasn't it?
As long as it loves Quayle more, it's okay.
No, it ain't going to be about Quayle. I got that handled here. But then, I was going to wondering about if they were going to have different deals about, cattle identifying as a male or female. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway,
well, that's getting pretty controversial there, Jimmy.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that to nobody. Anyway, it's come up a couple times in the last 6 months. Heifers identifying as bulls or bulls identifying. I think what it brought up, one guy says, my heifer should bring the same price as those bulls because they're identifying as bulls today. So anyway, I think that it was a joke. It was just a joke he was talking about. Anyway, so anyway, but then coming up starting in February, the spring meeting starts.
Yes, we'll have spring meetings happening in February. We'll have one at Woodward. There'll be one at Lawton. And I'll have to update on those dates. I don't have that right in front of me. And then the Oklahoma legislature is going to go back into session. That's going to be the first Monday in February. It looks like the House and the Senate together have requested a little over 3,000 new bills for the 2024 regular session.
Wow.
So, yeah. So there's going to be a lot to keep track of there, but OCA is going to be on top of it, and they'll have the tracking system of the bills up to date by the time we have that winter policy meeting there in the middle of January. So that just makes it an easy way for you to search the bills there on the website and kind of determine what applies to you and what you're interested in and what you want to keep up with.
Cool. Well, I know last spring, if I remember right, you guys had a lot of great attendance at the meetings and everything went real well, and super excited about what's going to come this year, huh?
Yeah, it's a great time to meet up with other people. We're all looking for something to do in February anyway. Let us feed you a nice steak for supper and talk about the different issues that are coming up in the springtime. It's a great time to get together with your friends and your neighbors and hear about the new things that are coming down the pike.
Yeah, it sounds good. So one last question before I let you go. I know you guys are busy. So learning the process, if you come to the OCA meeting, and you have to be a member to come to that OCA policy meeting, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
You do have to have the membership to come to the meeting, but you can buy your membership that day if you need to.
Okay, cool. It makes it better. And what is it? $100 a year?
Yes, sir. Just $100 a year.
Yeah. Anyway, that's just $8, $9, $10 a month. Well, anyway, so if you come up there and you recommend a policy and that policy gets in there and it's a policy that has to go, that needs to be go through the state house and senate and stuff like that, how long does that process usually take? Is that about like what, a year to 18 months to get it go through there?
Yeah, it's typically not a real fast process. What has to happen is OCA looks at those things, and then we try to find a legislator to carry those bills or to present those bills. And so we basically need to get somebody to get a hold of that, and then it starts going through that process. And then after those bills are presented, then they have to go to committee, and then they start working through it. So yeah, it's not an easy process when it comes to anything legislatively going through the state. Now, OCA adopting the policy is pretty simple, but once you start looking at actually going through the state legislature, then things get a little bit more tricky.
Right. Yeah, I was talking to, Jimmy Taylor about it, like the way they do it at Oklahoma Farm Bureau. I think what's great about being a member of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association or the Oklahoma Farm Bureau or like the Texas and Southwest Cattlemen's Association is that instead of you taking on whatever you're thinking full blast with a state house representative or a senator, trying to take that on to your full blast, you know, if you take these policies and take them to like you guys, the OCA and the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, blah, 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 and letting them, if it gets approved by them, man, you got, they know the way to get it there and get it out and not just hope that your House representative got his email or the message from you, and it usually does. I mean, I know ours out here, Anthony Moore, Nick Archer, they're really good about visiting with you and stuff, but you know what I mean? Just make your life a lot easier.
Yes, if you're really interested in making changes like that, it's great to have an association like OCA with 5,000 members behind you, or Oklahoma Farm Bureau, same thing. There's numbers behind those organizations, and, you know, your legislators are really going to perk their ears up and listen when they feel like there's, you know, something to be said.
Right.
Makes a little bit different. Yeah, a little bit more swing than I have when I email my local guy, for sure.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Miss Lori Campbell, have a great day. Enjoy the snowflakes. Tell Jeremiah I said hi. Tell the boys I said hello. And wish you the best today.
Yes, sir. Well, I've sure enjoyed talking to you, Jimmy. And I hope you guys get a little bit of snow down there, just enough to make people feel like it's Christmas time and New Year's.
That's right. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's to you too, Jimmy. Thanks.
All right. See you later. Let's take a Taylor Ranch break. When we come back, we'll finish up the show with the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger. Or here I go again. The Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. And I got a little story about some wheat seed you guys might want to hear. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
If you need something and you could buy it now cheaper than later, it makes sense to buy it now. Lyle's giving you the opportunity to do the sensible thing. If you need ag tires, they're on sale until January 15th in Blair. Blair Tire and Feed's having a sale on all in-stock ag tires, including Firestone. The whole crew appreciates your business this year, and they're looking forward to helping you next year. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19. Pay less right now for all in-stock ag tires. This deal's good till January 15th.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy.
Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh, man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton.
It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-665-0677.
Whether you graze livestock or produce hay from perennial forages, the Night Latch Group helps farmers and ranchers manage production risk by utilizing the federal crop insurance programs. The pasture range and forage rainfall insurance program signups for the 24 calendar year are now till December 1st. PRF provides needed cash flow and pays producers during periods of below average rainfall. Insure your operation against lack of rainfall with no money up front. Hold on to your ag investment with the Night Latch Group, 580-334-7995. Remember, even wet years have dry spells.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Again, thank you, Lori Campbell, for coming on today for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and letting us know you're getting snowflakes up there. Anyway, I hope it's the right kind of snowflakes. Anyway, 44 degrees at Tipton, Oklahoma. 41 is what it feels like. Dew point is 33. Humidity 64%. The winds are out of the northwest at 6 miles an hour. Because I know that video she sent me earlier, the snowflakes were coming straight down. Tipton, you've had 34 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature of 44 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 1.0. Sunset at 5:34. Mostly cloudy today and 45 for a high. Looks like you're there. Tonight, 27. North to west wind, 6 to 12 miles an hour. Tomorrow, looks like it might be a nice day. 55 degrees, west to northwest winds, 8 to 10 miles an hour. That is your forecast, brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma. All right. Oh, there's the bear with me a second here. I sent it the other day, so it shouldn't be too far in here. FYI, that's not it. It was a pretty cool statement. Bear with me a second here. I'm going to find it. I guess I'm going to find it. There. Oh, there it is. I found it. Anyway, this was a pretty cool statement. This is an amazing story. A discovery, actually. Scientists have discovered that ants, after collecting the grains and seeds that they need for winter break, those seeds they cut them down into halves before storing them in their nests, because breaking them in half keeps them from germinating through rain and the most perfect because of the moisture in the ground. So they cut them they cut the grains in half once they either there or down in the hole anyway. But scientists have found something else. They were stunned when they discovered that coriander seeds stored in an ant nest were broken down into 4 pieces instead of 2 pieces. After lab research, scientists discovered that a coriander seed will still germinate after being divided into 2, but it won't germinate when it's divided into 4 parts. So how do these tiny, tiny little creatures know all this? Humans know very little, they said. There's a lot to learn from creatures. I thought that was pretty interesting. Anyway, also, there's a gentleman that sent in a text yesterday, and I didn't see it till after the show. So if there's anybody out there that has a seven-round bale trailer, a used one for sale, he's needing one. He would really like to have one. I got his number here if you guys want to jot it down. I'll say it slow so you get it. 580-878-1157. That's your Hadio That's your Hadio tip of the day from Hadio here at the Today in Ag. I'm not doing Tradio. We're doing Hadio. Anyway, somebody's looking for a 7-round bale trailer. Anyway, used. If you got one, 580-878-1157. Hope that helps him out there. So anyway, man, show's already over. I guess I'll do the wheat research tomorrow. Anyway, we got, oh, and somebody's favorite's coming in tomorrow, Jill Metter. So anyway, I guess you'll listen to the show tomorrow because you don't want to listen to me. Anyway, so you guys have a great day. God bless. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. See you tomorrow.
Fun. Riding is fun. This is nice.
KECO, Elk City.
What's in it for the U.S.? I'm Therese Crowley, Fox News. President Biden enjoying a Virgin Islands.